All right, you're back in the room. We've got the one and only Connor Moxon on the line.
Hello.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Where are you located right now? We're feeling quite good. It's nice and sunny up here in Auckland.
I'm in Hawke's Bay right now.
Oh, wow. The sunny Hawke's Bay. Is it sunny down there as well?
Yeah.
And just quickly, you performed at Nest Fest. That was what a great lineup. And how was that day?
It was lovely. I had my family joining, and we had a family band, and it was nice. It was really nice people. I think it was a long day, so there was a lot of drinking.
quite a glorious venue, isn't it? Really, as well.
Like, yeah, it's really nice. I've never played there before.
Quite suave.
But there's good wine.
Nice.
As people were probably trying.
For sure, for sure. Now, we're calling you because you are performing at the Civic on the 29th of March. You're performing Jazz Busters.
That's right, yes.
Now, Jazz Busters, can you sort of talk us through it? Because I'm getting my head around Boston and Dobson, which is a short film or series of films that you've put together.
Yes. Boston and Dobson is a five-part melodrama series.
Mm-hmm.
And we play the first, we've been doing this tour, and we haven't, this is the first time we come to New Zealand with it, playing the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jazz Busters, which is the band that Boston, the teacher, he has a band called Jazz Busters.
Ah, I see.
And that's their record that they've made, and that's what's been released. So then the Jazz Busters play, and then I play after them.
Okay. I see. Cool.
So three things, and there's an intermission between each thing.
All right. So the film Boston and Dobson is about a fictional music teacher.
Yeah, it's a series. It's a series.
A series.
Yeah, music teacher and a student.
Correct me if I'm
their
wrong.
Relationship together.
Oh, nice. Correct me if I'm wrong, Connor, but is Jazz, was that the original Jazz? Like before it got kind of, somebody put Z's instead of S's? Is that how it went down?
I believe that's what Jazz used to be. I think it was called Jazz.
Yeah.
I'd have to look it up.
Nice.
So I've been making these comics and home videos 20 even more years ago now, with my next door neighbour growing up here in Hawke's Bay and both my brothers, and we've been making them for years and years, hundreds of comics, and then I've been wanting to, and amongst that was all Boston and Dobson, and amongst that Boston had this band with other music teachers called Jazz Busters, and I've been wanting to make a band record for a long time. Actually, even back as far as when I was doing Caramore, I didn't want to make that on my own, but I did it in the end. So I've been wanting to make a band record, and I asked my touring band if they would like to be Jazz Busters, so we recorded. I did my first record with the band rather than myself.
Very nice.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. Now, the Jazz Busters band, is that different to the band that you'll play with when you're doing the third act?
Third act,
does
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's no, it's the same people. But,
same people, okay.
In character and in costume. So, and it's strange, when we started doing them, we all got really nervous. We felt like we were doing support, and it felt really nerve-wracking. And we got more used to maybe 2 weeks into the tour, but it was really nerve-wracking and exciting.
How so intriguing.
Strange competition between the opening
yeah,
act and
yeah,
the main
Yeah, it started
act.
Actually being, and we had different dressing rooms as well, and different riders.
Drink their rider?
Yeah, yeah. We'd sneak in and yeah. If we ran out. And I had that feeling.
Classic. Now, Connor, just out of interest, you have been really, really busy on the global stage, and it's always wonderful to hear tales about New Zealanders working with high-profile artists. Just out of interest, what was it like working with Radiohead, and what was it like working with Charlotte Gainsbourg?
Well, I never worked with Radiohead. I just they just asked me to come on tour with them quite a few years ago now. Charlotte, we've been doing all sorts of stuff together. We became friends, and most of, in fact, all of it is never really, unfortunately, all of the loose work that we did together, which I really admires not going to be seen. I don't think her record label likes it. So they're more into something that they think they can sell, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. So I try and talk her into somehow if we can get that out, but I don't know if that's possible.
Maybe you need to invent another band.
Yeah, something like that, whatever.
She'll probably be like, damn, I want that buzz. Hey, just back on the Jazz Busters vibe, what's the story with, like, are you going to, like, how do you release the visual side of the situation?
You like, mean like with Boston and Dobson?
Yeah, like the videos and stuff. Like, are you saying it's like a five-part
series? Well, because it's a five-part series, well, at this stage, I just want to play it in the cinemas and theatres around the world, and we just do the first part, after I've finished this tour, once we've done Australia, New Zealand and Asia, then I'll look at putting it all out somehow.
Excellent.
But until then, that's not really any,
on
I'm
the
not
agenda?
Very good at that sort of thing.
Right,
but
okay.
I do want everyone to see it, but it's nice having it in cinemas at the moment so they can see the first part where it's just not on the internet and everything like that.
Yeah, totally. I guess it makes the experience a bit more
Makes it more special as well, yeah, and it's special for us as well to be doing these. That's been our favourite tour as a group. This has been most exciting for us.
Splendid.
And it's they're all seated and there's this an excitement when you sit down. You know, don't have to stay in your seats, of course, but it feels better, and I think we play better than in a club environment.
For some reason I'm picturing like you make the setup like a lounge room or something, like part of the episode. Is that part of the situation, or am I just imagining stuff that I kind of want?
You might be imagining it.
Yeah.
it's been fairly straightforward with the setup. We've had a few things. We've had Dobson, the student, come to some of the concerts, and we've sort of had a bit of a classroom set up here and there, but most of it's really straightforward.
Tell me about the wardrobe. I'd assume there's a few fake moustaches and stuff floating around.
No, I grow a real beard for that, and you know, they all have each band member has their own thing that they wear, and we have a bag each with that, and I have Boston's glasses and the wig and things like that.
Excellent.
And they get packed away each night.
Sounds like a really interesting situation.
Can I just quickly on the set and the costume side of things? Obviously, the facial hair—it's kind of just steered me back to a discovery of mine that Boston and Dobson was, in fact, correct me if I'm wrong, filmed in a disused hair salon in LA.
That's right. Yes, correct.
What was the thinking behind filming in the hair salon?
Well, it was what. I filmed it while I was living in Los Angeles, and I needed somewhere to film, and I found that place, and I rented that for a month, and then built the five sets and et cetera, and then we filmed for about 10 days in there, and then I went straight to Paris after that to record the album over about 5 days.
Nice.
Hey, look, we've just got a text in, mate. Do you reply to texts?
I don't have a phone.
Okay, it's okay. We've got the phone. Somebody's just texted.
You've got the phone? Yeah.
Hey, Conan, huge fan. Looking forward to whatever happened upon. Whatever you happen upon, sorry. Will there be any socks on auction after the gig? Obviously, this is a Hollywood hangover question, I think.
Hang on. Will there be any what, sorry?
Any socks on auction after the gig? That was quite controversial, wasn't it?
Oh, I forgot about that. We should have more of those socks. Right. We don't need to auction them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, Conan, we're very much looking forward to seeing Jazz Busters at the Civic March 29th. What a great venue, and it sounds like it's going to be a great experience. We're going to...
I've chosen a sort of a cute short one here. I like this B-end. How do you say that? Bend? The B, ND?
Oh,
B-N-D.
Yeah, that's short for Boston and Dobson.
Oh, right on. There you go. Yeah. Shit. Well, can you tell us about this track, mate?
It's I don't know. What do you want me to say? It's
I don't know.
It's about Boston and Dobson.
I assume you know more than I do.
It's Boston and Dobson.
That's okay.
You know, it's almost the theme for the... It's not the theme, but it's it's close enough.
Excellent. Sounds like I've picked
it's
good.
It's mostly an instrumental, how's that?
Oh, that's all good. We can do that.
All right, mate. Well, hey, Will, thank you very much, and best of luck for the tour.
Tend to that baby as well.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Grades are slipping, every subject except for music. Music. I don't know what you're doing, but you must be doing something right.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Boston. Seems to like you.
I like him back.
Well, don't let this one slip. Or you could be going to military school.